This is Twit.
In a deal confirmed by Recode, Yahoo is buying Flurry, the mobile analytics and ad platform company. Yahoo's behind the curve on mobile and has been working to strengthen its revenue in this area. Flurry gathers mobile analytics from over 50,000 apps, tracking over a billion devices. The company also recently launched a video ad solution for app publishers. In the last year, the San Francisco startup has beefed up their leadership team and secured over $70 million in funding. Bloomberg has stated the deal is valued at over $300 million. And in an interview, Scott Burke, Yahoo's senior vice president of advertising technology, said, quote, "It ties right into Yahoo and mobile first and all of the investments we're making into mobile today. Flurry is the next logical step to extend our reach." Facebook is saving you from leaving their service in order to read that article or view that video that was linked from your news feed. The new feature called Save hits iOS, Android, and its web client today, and it allows users to store links from throughout the Facebook experience for viewing at a later time. Users can stash those links away, though the pages themselves aren't cached, like is the case with similar standalone services like Pocket and Instapaper. Users can look for the Save button or bookmark icon associated with stories in the newsfeed. Facebook pages for places, movies, TV show, musicians, and events. You can find them all there. And clicking that button will save the associated link to the user's saved section in the navigation links on the side. Saved items are only visible to the user. And a quick note that Facebook's acquisition of virtual reality company Oculus for $2 billion is a done deal. Announced back in March, the acquisition received the green light by the FCC and later the California Department of Corporations Fairness Committee. Virtual reality fans can either rejoice or get all grumpy now that Facebook owns one of technology's leading VR efforts. At the recent Hackers on Planet Earth conference, forensic scientist Jonathan Zdarsky detailed a number of backdoor security methods he says are included by Apple secretly in iOS. These undocumented services with names like LockdownD, PasteD, and Mobile File Relay, they bypass encryption, granting access to data via USB, Wi-Fi, and possibly even cellular. Zdarsky asks why Apple is opening up the iPhone to covert data access through intentional backdoors such as these, but Zdarsky doesn't feel like this is necessarily a security emergency. Quote, "My paranoia level is tweaked, but not going crazy. My hope is that Apple will correct the problem. I want these services off my phone," end quote. Zdarsky also advises those concerned should use a complex iOS passcode and set mobile device management restrictions, as well as utilize pair locking. Though, doing that might block third-party forensic software, but it won't do anything to protect the data on the device if analyzed by Apple itself. Verizon announced today it is upgrading all existing Fios customers to symmetrical speeds. That means if you have a 15 megabit per second downstream and 5 megabit per second upstream, both will now be 15 megabit per second. The upgrade applies to all existing and new subscribers. Verizon is also adding a new entry-level tier of 25 down, 25 up. The packages before the change, get ready for this, a bunch of numbers here, 15, 5, 50, 25, 75, 35, 150, 65, 365, and 500, 100. In all of these tiers, that second lower upstream number will now be increased to match the higher downstream speed. Pretty cool. According to Verizon, these upgrades will continue throughout the fall. The company expects current loads to double by the end of 2016, with more customers uploading videos, engaging in video chats, using cloud services, and sharing files. Google Fiber and several other small ISPs do offer symmetrical service up to 1 gigabit per second.